One's the religious, the hunted and wearied, chasing the promise of freedom and hope. Came to this country to build a new vision, far from the riches of kingdom and gold. Like the Christians, some would burn the witches. Later, some got slaves to gather riches, but still from near and far to seek them.
Nonviolence, we say prove it to us. Prove it. Don't do nothing for us. Because we prove to you, we burn a town down. But since you lack nonviolence, we say to you to get up on that Indian reservation and cut your red brother loose, because you can't be no more nonviolent than this Indian been in America for the last 75 years. Either you are going to withdraw your oppressive forces from the black community, or we're going to start shooting.
that fool, J. Hoover Edgar. I know he's got somebody here. If he don't, he ain't doing his job. Because we are subversive to the bullshit that's going on in this country. Yes, we are. And we're not afraid to say it. We don't mind saying it.
The sight of hundreds of thousands of young people in the streets may appear to be a threat to our stability. But as a nation, our strength and capacity for growth has allowed us to absorb turmoil, protest, and dissent. Change is eternal. Change is good.
Killing. Here today for the purpose of calling our government away from folly into the paths that will lead us to peace. This is not a day of violence. It is not a day of destruction. It is a day that calls not for the politics of revenge, but the politics of reconciliation.
Gather around, people, as fast as you can. I'm gonna tell another story about an animal called man. Well, he struts all around with his tailor-made suits, but his mind is all filled up with bullshit.
I'm very much concerned with the mood of the young people.
No, I certainly don't see student protesters as enemies.
We are in a revolution.
The cost of freedom is always high, but Americans have always paid it.
Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you, lay your body down. Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground.
Sure that everything that I stand for is what they want. I believe the frontier spirit still exists in the United States. I believe that we still have some overlap of the ancient method of acquiring things by force and violence. An active, aggressive people always has to remember the importance of discipline, and we are still fighting that battle within ourselves. I think, by and large, we are succeeding.
For the table.
It's true. Like the basement of the corner building in Dwight and Bowditch, the basement's full of Alameda County sheriffs, and they're putting on uniforms. They're dressing. You can go
right
over and see them. Right over there.
Bob?
The police cars are in the underground garage right over there.
Did you see them in their BVDs?
I saw them. No, not in their BVDs. No.
We start up. Well, if we start up, Park, why should we leave?
Huh?
Why
because we can only come back tomorrow.
And it costs X thousand dollars.
What's happening?
They are getting in the buses right now.
Better go sound the alarm.
American way, how did it start? Thousands of creeps killed in the park.
Shoot and shoot to kill.
American way, try and explain. Scab of a nation driven insane.
Can you please move outside the police lines to avoid any difficulties?
Let me confirm this. You are not sweeping. We're holding east of the vehicle. Is that correct?
We often find that we have bitten off more than we can chew.
That's what I'm instructed to.
Hello, this is Peggy Lee. When you see today's National Guardsmen on the street, in church, at a PTA meeting, anywhere, you see a neighbor or a friend or an employee. But look again.
10 soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio. Gotta get down to it. Soldiers are cutting us down. Should have been done long ago. What if you do?
you would say that this is very, very serious.
It's damn serious.
State police unload. Helmets on, billy clubs in their hands.
Will attack the building.
The state policemen are moving around to the other side, the entire platoon of them, while the local policemen, they're pushing students over into steam tunnels. They're in the bushes now. The students can't move back at all. There's no place these students can go, but the policemen are pushing them nonetheless. The action is now over here because they have driven all the students away from the other side of the building. They have brought them all over on this side, the side that faces in on Harvard Yard, in on Widener Library, if you've ever been here. And this is where all the students are now. They've been driven away from the stairs. You see a policeman there beating up a student. There's one policeman here. He's got a student. The municipal policemen are being used to hold the crowd back. They've gotten the tubes out for gas warfare. Apparently, the tear gas which we heard before was not. The state police are moving on the stairs now. Yes, they do. They have battering rams. They have battering rams, and they have a tube for gas warfare.
Question of independence is no longer simple.
Extreme equality in social relationships is what strikes me most in America.
American way, how did it start? Thousands of Greeks killed in the park. American way, try and explain. Step of a nation driven insane. Don't cry, gotta go bye-bye.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
They send their pigs down here to do it for them.
Have you seen the little piggies calling in the dark? And all the little piggies' life is getting worse. Always having done to play.
Six students are arrested.
They can put us in jail, but it won't mean a thing. You can jail a revolutionary, but you can't jail a revolutionary.
Concentration camp over the camp in the valley. Concentration camp. Wish I was back in the alley.
They bring the pigs on. How many people here want to shut down this university?
American way, how did it start?
What is mine, no one can take from me. What is mine? No one can take from me.
Tragedy of your times, my young friends, is that you may get exactly what you want.
Out.
Oh,
out. Get out of here.
The losing minority has the moral obligation not only to go along, but to go quietly.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, move it out.
Oh, hello, officer. Certainly glad to...
Shut up, weirdos.
Somebody come up and giggle at you. That's a violation of your civil rights.
If you think student violence is uproarious...
Yeah.
revolution.
People say we are entering a true revolutionary situation, that we could even see guerrilla warfare in the streets.
I agree with everything that they're trying to accomplish.
Do you really think you can get away with this?
Everybody told Mayor Daley that if you have that convention there, there's going to be rioting. Daley said, no, I'll see to that. I'll see that there isn't any rioting. So he browbeat the Democratic national leaders into having the convention brought to Chicago, and then he proceeded to secure the convention, much the way that the Nazis secured many of their cities. He first put barbed wire and armed cops entirely around the amphitheater. He hired every misfit in the Chicago area to work as an undercover cop to come up with a conspiracy. He paid every one of those misfits to grow their hair long, buy a motorcycle, drop a little acid, join the movement, and find out why these young kids are trying to destroy our beautiful American way of life.
I mean, I felt like vomiting, I felt like laughing, I felt like crying. Every emotion is involved in this whole trial. The government is pulling out all the stops in an attempt to crush all dissent and all opposition. They're basically afraid because they're losing their kids.
The government admitted by an affidavit of Attorney General John Mitchell in our case that every one of our clients had been the subject of illegal wiretapping, electronic surveillance, and a variety of other, admittedly by Attorney General Mitchell, illegal means. But Attorney General Mitchell said in his affidavit, our form of government is under such a vicious attack that resort to the slightly illegal is occasionally necessary, the fascist. The Attorney General of the United States, quoting almost Hitler, expediency is the only way in which we can protect our government.
I think the government's objectives are to send us away for 10 years, to deny appeal bonds, to keep us locked up while the appeal process is going on, and then to stack the Supreme Court sufficiently to uphold the law in any appeal challenge. And the Torero Bobby Seale's electric chair.
So your brother's bound and gagged, and they've chained him to a chair. Won't you please come to Chicago just to sing? In a land that's known as freedom, how can such a thing be fair? Won't you please come to Chicago for the help that we can bring? We can change the world. Rearrange the world. It's time to get better.
Bobby Seale then asked to be allowed to defend himself. He was chained, gagged, and eventually given a 4-year sentence on 16 counts of contempt of court.
They're locking him up today. They're throwing away the key. I wonder who it will be tomorrow, you or me. They're locking him up today. They're throwing away the key. I wonder who it will be tomorrow, you or me. They're locking him up today. They're throwing away the key. I wonder who it'll be tomorrow, you or me. We're all normal and we want our freedom.
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 Gonna get a fair trial in Alabama or Mississippi?
People. And the people.
you. Well, it will upset you down. Now you know what I mean. Someday you will see how long we've waited for the time to show you how we've got to get together with you all.
Call it democracy. They call it the